Most please and turn with me to Joshua chapter number 4. I'd like for you, if you would, just for a moment to stand with us while we read just a portion of the Scripture so you can kind of get stirred. If we're not careful, sometimes we get caught up in the moment. And the excitement of the meeting is if we're not careful, we'll allow that to fizzle out of us. We ought not be like that. We need to find us a plane and stay on it. Stay steady, a steady course for God. Amen. We live in our emotions up and down. And so I want you just to take a minute and stretch while we read. Not going to be very long. But I want to give you something from God. Can I show you something amazing in this book? Would that be all right? Amen. In Joshua chapter number 4, please, if you'll look with me, let's begin reading in verse number 1. The Bible says, "And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over Jordan, that the Lord spake unto Joshua, saying, Take you 12 men out of the people, out of every tribe a man. Command you them, saying, Take ye hence out of the midst of Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm, 12 stones, and ye shall carry them over with you, and leave them in the lodging place where ye shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom he had prepared of the children of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Joshua said unto them, Pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of Jordan, and take up every man of you a stone upon his shoulder, according unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, say, What mean ye by these stones? Then ye shall answer them that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. When it passed over Jordan, the waters of Jordan were cut off. And these stones shall be for a memorial unto the children of Israel forever. Think about what I'm saying now. Look with me, please, at verse number 9. The Bible says, And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bear the Ark of the Covenant stood, and they are there unto this day. Look with me, please, at verse number 21. And he spake unto the children of Israel, saying, When your children shall ask their fathers in time to come, saying, What mean these stones? Then ye shall let your children know, saying, Israel came over this Jordan on dry land. For the Lord your God dried up the waters of Jordan from before you until ye were passed over, as the Lord your God did to the Red Sea, which he dried up from before us until we were gone over, that all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that ye might fear the Lord your God forever. God, oh, dear God, Lord, if you could just for a few minutes now help us. God, I'm not a fool tonight. I realize, God, that I can't stand here, Lord, except in your power.
Now I pray, Father God, that You'd, Lord, speak and deal with the hearts of each and every individual that's here tonight. Lord, I want to thank You, God, for the message we've just heard. Amen. Oh, how we're going to be accountable, God. Lord, that day standing at the judgment seat of Christ, God, for that life that we lived, a life full of increase and not decrease. God, would You help us tonight? God, would You just move in our midst for a few minutes, God? I realize, Lord, that I'm nothing. And I can do nothing without You. And I pray, God, that You'd touch for a few minutes. Make preaching easy, Lord. And we'll thank You for all You do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank You. You can be seated tonight. I want to just kind of sum this up just for a few minutes and give you a story that's taking place here and then ask you a few questions. Amen? And we'll be all right. Amen? We'll go home, watch the midnight movies or whatever y'all do on Monday nights. Amen? They're going fixing the word Joshua here. The word Joshua in the Old Testament is the word Jesus in the New Testament. Amen. The Old Testament word Joshua, the Hebrew word Joshua, is the Greek word Jesus. That didn't hurt your Bible, amen. I'm just telling you what the book says, amen. I'm saying tonight now, just Joshua, when Joshua took the children of Israel and led them across Jordan into the promised land, God is showing us what Jesus is going to do one day with His church, amen. And so Joshua's got his people, and they're getting ready to cross over Jordan. And they get down there with the ark. Those men they figured out how to carry the ark of God. And so they're carrying it, and they get down there to Jordan. And the Bible tells us when the priest went to step in, and their feet went to touch the water split.
Amen.
And they walked across on dry ground.
Amen.
Amen. Can you see them out there now? Man, this is good. And they walked across and they got out. And, watch this now. And these priests got out in the middle of Jordan and stopped. And everybody came by them and walked across, the Bible says, on dry ground. Now watch this now. And they're standing there, and God tells Joshua, He says, when they come across, you get a man out of every tribe. How many tribes? 12. Somebody's been learning something. 12 tribes. And God says, I want you to get a man out of every tribe, and when he comes by, lay a stone on his shoulder.
Amen.
And when it gets to the other side, let him lay it down. Amen?
Amen.
And let him pile it up. It's going to be a memorial to the children of Israel. Everybody all right? I was sitting one day. I was sitting in my office at church, minding my own business, reading a little bit, praying a little bit, talking to God. And I got a knock on the door. One young preacher's in the church. Brother Mark, young preacher, good young fella. I say he's young, he's about as old as I am. But he came, and Brother Mark's bad about this. He don't really mean nothing by it, but sometimes if you're not careful, he'll try to come in, ask a question, just to try to stump me. I know y'all don't have people like that. Amen. But Brother Mark, he's a good boy. But sometimes he just likes to figure out if I got it together or not. Brother Mark came in, and we just got to talking for a minute, and all of a sudden, this passage came up. And Brother Mark said, Preacher, I got a question for you. I said, all right, let her rip. Brother Mark said, and he showed me
Verse number 9. The Bible says, and Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan. Not talking about the ones they carried across. The Bible says that Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of... I don't know about you. I just believe what God says. And so Mark looked at me, and my brother Mark said, "Preacher, what is he talking about? What does that mean right there?" I looked at it real close, looked back at Brother Mark and said, "I'll get back to you." You say, "Preacher, why would you say something like that?" The same reason you would. I didn't know what the answer was. That happened about 2 months ago. About a month ago, Saturday night, begging God for something to feed the people. You know how you preachers get in there and you praying and weeping. Seem like you've been there all day and nothing comes through. About 12:30, quarter to one, I got mad at God. I said, "I'm through with this. I'm just going to go to the house. You preach to them." God said, "That's what I wanted to do to start with."
Amen.
I got to look at them stones again. God said, "Before you leave, take a look at them stones again." And I looked at them again. I said, "Okay, what about it?" He said, "Ain't you going to ask me what them stones is for? I mean, here they are." Brother Mark was innocent. He was trying to trip me. But he really didn't. He was more innocent than he thought he was. And he said, "Preacher," he said, "listen, I understand why the stones are on the bank. I understand why they took them stones and set them on the bank. I understand that. I don't understand why Joshua stacked up 12 stones in the midst of Jordan." He said, "After a while, you know good and well, everybody's going to get across. They're going to have a chicken dinner. And the water's going to come back together. And there's them stones to this day." Muddy Jordan. He said, "Preacher, tell me why them stones are there." I got mad at God that night. I said, "God, I'm through." God said, "Ask me one more time." I said, "God, Lord, would you help me, please?" I said, "Brother Mark's been waiting a month. He probably thinks I don't know my Bible. Lord, I'm the boy's pastor. What's he going to do? He needs my help, Lord." And God said, "You're asking the wrong question, stupid." I said, "Well, what do you mean? I'm asking the wrong question, stupid. No, I mean, I'm stupid, God." God said, "Your question is not, what are the stones doing in the river?" He said, "You ought to be asking what the children would ask." You see, we think too much of ourselves. We like ourselves too much. We think we're going to arrive somewhere. Hello? And God said, hey, forget about the stones in the water. They're covered up. Why don't you ask me why I got stones on the bank for?" I said, "All right, God. Why is the stones on the bank? And God said, to show you where they are in the river. In the next 10 minutes, I mean, it's 12:45. I'm tired, wore out, been praying, studying all day, ain't got nothing together, threw away 5 messages I created. God said, all right, now, pin it down. It took me 10 minutes, and I'm going to give it to you in about 5. I'm going to show you, can I help you for a minute? Can I just help you for just a minute? I said, God, why did he put the rocks? Why did they put them on the bank? And God said, well, you see, son, you see when that water comes back together and it covers them stones that's in the river, nobody will see them. They won't know where they are. He said, so you've got to have stones on the outside to show them the stones on the inside. You've got to have... Hey, can I ask you a question tonight? Where's your stones at? You know the Bible says in 1 Peter, I believe 2:5, says we're lively stones. You didn't think I was going nowhere, did you? Can I, you wouldn't believe how many times stone or stones is in that book. Yeah, it'd blow your mind to see all the places. Can I just show you a few of them? Listen to me. Get a hold of something now, folks. I'm trying to help you. You know what God showed me in that little passage right there? God showed me salvation and baptism right there. You see, what happens is, We've been, I don't know where's a phenomena going on. I mean, I'm serious. In the past 3 weeks in our church, we've had 15 souls saved. Amen. Brother Tab, I haven't seen it like this in 10 years. Amen. If you didn't know better, you'd think the Lord's coming. Amen. I mean, we had 8 saved during camp meeting. That week of camp meeting and revival. 4 more on Saturday. 3 more on Sunday. I mean, God just... I told my church, I said, y'all pray for this. We had a sister in the church. And her husband lost. Drank every day of his life just about. And just, I mean, just the... I mean, she's precious. Been with us almost a year. I said, listen, please. Y'all pray for this sister. We're gonna agree. And our church pray. So help me in 2 weeks. He runs to the altar. You ought to see him now, smiling like a possum eating chicken. I mean, you couldn't take his salvation from him. Are you listening to what I'm saying, folks? I'm telling you something. Hey, God does a great thing in our heart. God changes us on the inside. God touches us on the inside. God creates a new man on the inside. But nobody can see it if you don't show it on the outside. You know why we have baptism? I told our folks, I said, Baptists are the only people in the world that believe baptism has nothing to do with their salvation. It don't make common sense. I mean, we all... I said, you know why we get baptized? Because of Joshua chapter 4. Are you listening to me? Every person that gets saved, that preacher brings you up here, and I guess that's a baptistry. Somebody left their catfish back there. Oh, that's for supper. No, I'm just kidding. And he baptizes you. Are you listening?
It's so the children on the outside can see the rock on the inside. Are you listening to me? The reason we get baptized is so people can say, what meaneth these stones? What are them stones for?
Amen.
And then you can say, let me tell you what Jesus done for me. Can I ask you a question? Can I help you? Where's your stones at? I got 10. I'll give you 4. Can I? Will you let me? I'll hurry. Amen. I want you to look with me. Look at Genesis chapter 28. Hurry now. Hurry. Genesis chapter 20. Got to run. Genesis chapter 28. Look with me, please, at verse number 18. Genesis 28 and verse number 18. Hurry now. Genesis 28. Verse and... look with me now. Genesis 28. Look at verse number 18. The Bible says, and Jacob rose up early in the morning and took the what? Hallelujah. That he had put for his pillars and set it up for a pillar. Hallelujah. And poured oil on the top of it. And called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, I'll give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again into my father's house in peace. Then shall the Lord be my God. Watch this. And this stone... Hallelujah. Which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. Oh, God. Hallelujah. How many of you love church? I like church. I like to be around church. I like to go to church. Hey, thank God Almighty for my church. Amen. Oh, now I'm fixing to attack you. How many of you be honest, say, preacher, I love my church. Where's your stones at? I hear you. I see your hands. Where's your stones? Where's your Wednesday night stone? Where's your revival stone? Come on, I'm trying to help you. I heard anybody yet? I'm sure some of these scholars will straighten me out after church, but I'm having fun right now. I'll say, we say we love church. Do you really love church? Do you really love your preacher? Do you really love men of God? Do you really love being around the fellowship of God's people? Well, why don't you show up then? Why you always got to make excuses? I don't blame you. If I had an excuse like that, I'd stay out too. Probably change churches. Are you listening to me, folk? I'm just asking you a question now. He said, You see, here's the problem. Brother Tad, you're a great man of God. You can see this surely. Maybe me and your fellowship this week. They can't see Christ in me. You don't look no different than a Mormon, brother. Don't be laughing, Jehovah's Witness. How are they going to know? Them stones are buried. They're in the soil.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
Amen.
Sunk in muddy water.
Yes, sir.
How are they going to know where they're at? How are they going to know where that rock is? If you don't show them where the stones are. Are you listening? I'm trying to help you. I'll quit. Just give me a minute. Amen. You wouldn't want it to be. I preached this hour and a half in my church. Well, our folks can take it. Look at Genesis 29. Look with me, please. Genesis 29. Just right next door there. Genesis 29. Look at verse number 2. And he looked, and behold, a well in the field. And lo, there were three flocks of sheep lying by it. For out of that well they watered the flocks. And a great was upon the well's mouth. Look at verse 3. And thither were all the flocks gathered, and they rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the sheep, and put the stone again upon the well's mouth in its place. Look at verse 8. And they said, we cannot until all the flocks be gathered together, until they roll the stone from the well's mouth, and then we water the sheep. Look at verse 10. And it came to pass, when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth. That's the stone of the bridegroom. Amen? Can I ask you a question just real quick, and I'll be done in just a minute? Will you bear with me 5 minutes? How many of you love the Lord tonight? I love the Lord. I brought with me a God. I don't know why, but God allowed years ago for my testimony to be put on tape, unshackled. And I think, 8 of them in my truck. First 8 people want them can have them. You can pass them somebody that's lost and let them hear it. Can I say something to you tonight? I love my Savior.
Amen.
He was my friend when I couldn't buy a friend. He was my lover when I couldn't find a lover. Are you listening to me? He helped me when help couldn't be found. He's my hope tonight. Hey, He's my everything. He's my all. He's not just another way. He's not a co-mediatrix, bless God. And He is the I Am, the great God Almighty. Thank God Almighty for my Savior. Amen. How many of you love your Lord tonight? Where's your stones? You know, what if we played Price is Right? What if I just went around and started handing out $20 bills for everybody that had a tract in their pocket?
Yeah.
Reckon I'd go broke tonight? I said, do you love Him tonight? Oh yeah, preacher. I'm in Christ and Christ is in me. Amen. Where's the stones at? We don't know it unless we see it. Are you listening to me? I guess I'm losing you. Let me. I'll give you one or two more. I wish you'd look. Look at Joshua 24. Hurry, hurry, hurry. That's the stone of the book. Can I ask you a question? How many of you love your King James Bible? Oh, yeah, preacher, we're Bible believers. Yeah, we're Bible thumpers. Yeah. We're the only people in the world that have a Bible that we won't read or believe. Yeah.
But we'll die fighting for a book we won't read, bless God. And what we read, we won't believe.
Amen.
I'm just trying to help you. It didn't cost you nothing. I'm just saying, if you love it, where's your stones at? You see, God said, don't worry about the stone on the inside. It'll take care of itself. You need to show them where the stones are on the bank. Help them find the stones on the bank. I wonder how many of our youngers are going to hell tonight because we don't show them the stones we're supposed to show them. I wonder how many of my children are lost and going out into a world that'll take them in because we just won't show them where the stones are. That's enough preaching. Can I ask you a question? Where's your stones at? I heard you when you said you loved Him. I heard when Peter said he loved Him. I saw you when you stood up and testified. I remember when you said you wouldn't turn your back on Him. I watched you when you shouted victory. I was there! That's what they said to Peter. They said, did not we see thee in the garden? Wasn't you there with them? You were there. I saw you here last year. You were here last year. You were shouting last year. Where's the stones at? Stand with me, please. Brother Mark, would your family come up and sing just for a minute? Y'all come on, brother. Please, just an invitation, if you would, one of y'all. Would you stand with us, please? I'm not going to try to preach an invitation. God's already asked the questions. I hear you. You say you love Him. You love that book. You love your church. I believe with some of us owe God some apologies tonight. Would you agree with me? Some of us owe God some appreciation tonight. Where's your stones at, folks? Come on, if you need some help tonight, you don't have to wait on a song. While these are praying, roll your stones on down the aisle. And let's stack them up against the things of God. Come on. You need to come? Come on.